Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's going to be one incredible spring, one even better summer, one unbelievable fall. With Atlanta Sports Trips, there's a goal to take Atlanta and Georgia sports fans on the road to see their favorite teams play. You're a fan of the Bravos. You want to go with us to see the good guys play in Wrigley Field. We have a trip for you August 4th, 5th, and 6th, which is a weekend. Picture Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Wrigley Field with one or two games options to see the Bravos and the Cubbies at Wrigley Field. A very cool meet and greet with Jeff Francoeur that's going to happen Saturday night after game two of that series. Overall, just a fabulous weekend. Now, there are also three Georgia trips up at atlsportstrips.com. A cool local trip bussing from Atlanta to Athens to see Georgia and the Gamecocks. A trip to Knoxville to see the Dogs in Tennessee. And a trip to Nashville, one of my favorite cities, to see Georgia play Vanderbilt. And we've got a Falcons trip planned for you. The Dirty Birds are going to be in New York against the Jets with a date to be determined. Atlanta United trip planned for you coming up Memorial Day weekend. And a Georgia Tech trip to South Florida to see Miami. So you are covered. Everybody is in. All you have to do is book at atlsportstrips.com. A $99 deposit will guarantee your spot on any of the trips. Go to atlsportstrips.com today. All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. The voice of the Atlanta Braves, Ben Ingram, kind enough to join us. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We are so spoiled, and all of us. You get to call these games, which is a joy, and the fan of the Brave gets to watch them every night. This run is one of the shortlist greatest I've ever seen, where a team has just dominated for such an extended period. Can you put into words just how much fun this last 30 games or so has been?
Like you said, I mean, we're spoiled. I mean, you get to the point where the game ends and the team doesn't win, and you think, wait, this isn't how this works. We're supposed to win the game. It is so unbelievable to see this run that they've been on. I'll give you another number just to show you how hot that they've been. So, you know, they've lost a couple of ball games here in the last 2.5 weeks or whatever it is. You'd have to go back 21 games to find the last time the Braves lost by more than one run. So even the losses have been really close and come down to the wire. The one-run loss in Cincinnati and the one-run loss last night. So they've been really on an amazing, historic tear. And every time they need something to come through, they find a guy who can come up and get it done. And I feel like they've done it in the face, Matt, of not even being their best on the mound. Far from it, actually. So it's been amazing to see what this team has done, and the exit velocities, the home runs, the run totals, it's been staggering.
I want to talk to you about the offense in a minute, but your point on the pitching is a valid one. Like, people who don't watch other teams play, and we're guilty of not paying attention to, you know, the Mariners or the Giants closely, might think the Braves, well, they must be at full strength. There's no way they can be this hot and this good, and they're peaking too early. But to your point, looks like they're going to get Max back in the next, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever it is. We'll see if Alex adds more pitching at the deadline. There's another level, as scary as it can, as scary as it is to believe, they can actually get better.
Yeah, and I would hope that would be the case, because offensively, it's great to see them just crush the baseball every night and average 7+ runs a game or whatever they've done for this stretch. But if and you need that in stretches of the season. You need pitchers who can come up and can carry you, because you're not going to break camp with five guys and they're going to go every 5 days for the rest of the season. But you'd like to get to a point where you start to see your best rotation, the best five guys start to come into form. And certainly Max is right there at the top of that list. We were having a conversation yesterday with some of the Guardians broadcasters about who's your number one right now of guys that you have. And we're kind of split between Spencer and Elder. It just shows you how well those guys have pitched. And of course you expect that out of Spencer. Bryce is just a godsend this year for the Braves. I mean, if you had told me at spring training he'd be an all-star, I'd have said you're crazy. I don't want to take anything away from Bryce. I just didn't think he was there yet. And here he is going out there every 5 days and giving you really good outings. But furthermore, if I had told you at spring training that you're going to be in July and Colby Allard has a spot in the rotation, and Michael Soroka has a spot in the rotation. You just said, okay, nothing against those guys, but what happened to some of the other names that we were counting on, and where are they in the standings? And if I told you where they are, you'd say that's mind-blowing, that they have an 8-game lead with what they've been through on the mound. But no Kyle Wright. We've hardly seen Max Fried at all. So to have this stride where they're playing baseball like this and having to rely on whomever can come up and give them 4, 5, 6 innings, next man up mentality, just be cool. We're going to get you some runs. Don't worry about that. Just go out there and give us an opportunity to win the game. That's kind of where they've been. But I would hope that Max can come back. He's traveling with the team, and that's good. Of course, you know, getting some workouts in on the road, and I'm hoping that after the All-Star break, he's back in there. So at that point, you'd have Max, you'd have Charlie, you'd have Spencer, and you'd have Elder. That's pretty rock solid 1 through 4. So to your point, it could get a lot better on the mound.
Ben Ingram, the voice of the Braves, with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, our truest Braves reporter. Let's talk about the guy going tonight, because I thought we saw some strides from Michael Soroka last time out. He had the one hiccup inning, but I thought outside of that, the velo was good. I thought the movement was good. I know everybody wants this to just like be retro 2019 Michael Soroka, and it's going to take a minute, but I think he's showing you small steps.
Yeah, he is. And if you go back to where he was when he first came up, we had that trip to Oakland and Arizona, virtually no swings and misses at all. He wasn't walking a bunch of guys, but you're not seeing lots of swings and misses. And you just can't live in the big leagues consistently and not have any swings and misses. He goes down, he comes back up, and we saw a lot of swings and misses in that last outing on Friday versus Miami. 6 innings, no walks, 7 strikeouts. That's what you wanted to see. I didn't mind a couple home runs that he gave up. He's out there throwing strikes. And, of course, the Braves gave him a 5-run first inning in that ball game, so he could just relax. And you're just hoping that he can do the same thing in this one. He's a different guy. I mean, watching him pitch, if you were to put a side-by-side up there of the guy that we saw in 2019, it looks like a different guy. And, of course, his mechanics are completely different now. He went to the biomechanist in Utah and had to change everything. And I can't imagine how hard that is. Still throws the sinker. That was his dominant pitch prior to the injury. But he's had to rely more on the slider and the changeup, and those have been good pitches for him. And I think he's going to be better every time he goes out there because he's going to have a better command of that stuff and more confidence in that stuff. So it's been great to see. And I thought that last outing that he had versus Miami was a huge one for him. And now you put him on the mound in a rubber game on the road. That'll be a big test for him, and one that I know he's going to be willing to get up there and get hyped up for and try to win this one for the ball club.
There are some iconic Atlanta brands that sum up our city perfectly, like Delta, Coca-Cola, and the Old Fourth Distillery. Well, great news, folks. Old Fourth Distillery is back, and they're better than ever. One of Atlanta's best-known brands is back under new ownership. Old Fourth Distillery has big things in store for you in 2023. We're talking Atlanta-made vodka, Atlanta-made gin, and Atlanta-aged bourbon. You hear the theme there? Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Old Fourth Distillery, back to our roots using original recipes that Old Fourth was originally founded on. New owners, same brand, better products. Find Old Fourth brands available at most Atlanta retail locations or online at o4d.com. That's o4d.com. Old Fourth is Atlanta's first distillery since Prohibition. Find Southern Spirits, established in 2014. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. It's my go-to sports bar. It's in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. They had a big July 4th celebration themselves during the Woodstock Parade. It's one of the many great reasons you'll love the Daily Draft. It's a neighborhood sports bar that you're going to love some of the technology that they have incorporated with a neighborhood tavern feel, like self-serve taps, meaning you grab your beverage when you want and what you want. The craft beer bar, which you crafties are going to love. They've introduced a brand new menu with so many wonderful items, not to mention the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. You want to watch a game with a couple of friends or a group of 8. Football season's around the corner. You want to watch the hottest team in baseball every night. You should do it at the Daily Draft. Great views. It's a 2-story sports mecca that you're going to fall in love with. And they have a window right there on the street. If you're in downtown Woodstock, which is just a great place to spend a Friday or Saturday night walking around with beverages outside, they have a window where you can walk up, grab your drink to enjoy outside on a beautiful summer night. You can find out more at thedailydraft.net. More importantly, follow them on their social channels on Instagram, Facebook to keep up with the goings-on at the Daily Draft.
Okay, let's talk about the offense. And there are a million things we could talk about, Ben, but my favorite thing, and I think you and I are on the same page about this, the home run balls are impressive. The ability 1 through 9 for everybody to go yard, but also to come up with an extra base hit is awesome. The strikeout number being cut down at the same time, that usually doesn't go hand in hand. And I know Kevin Seitzer's talked about it. I think that's what's made this team so dynamic and so hard to pitch to, that they're just not giving away at bats.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there's such a strong difference in being aggressive versus being aggressive in the strike zone. And it's typically not the latter. It's usually the former. You see teams live and die by the home run. That's because they're an aggressive bunch. They go up there, they hit a bunch of homers, they strike out a lot. This team is not that. They're hitting a ton of homers, but they're not being aggressive outside the strike zone. The strikeout numbers have come down. I was recently chatting with Austin Riley about that, and he was talking about picking a spot and being aggressive in that spot. Outside of that, he wants to make sure that he doesn't go after it, and that's harder to do sometimes, but that's where this team is. Seitz has preached the same thing. Bobby Maggiano's assistant hitting coach has told me the same thing. That's what they're working on, is strike zone discipline and being aggressive in the strike zone, and we've seen it. Because it's like you said, it's top to bottom in the order. You're going to have innings where it's 8, 9, and 1 coming up, and other teams are thinking, oh, we're not going to do much this inning. And the Braves say, pick a spot in the lineup. Tell us where you want to start, and we'll start there, and we'll still go out there and rake. A big part of that's Marcelo Ozuna. He's hitting 6 last night. He's got a 14-game hitting streak. I didn't think he'd be on the team.
You and me both.
This point in the year, going back to where he was in April. Same thing with what you're seeing behind the plate with Murphy and Darno. Same thing with Eddie Rosario and Orlando Arcia is an all-star. I never thought that would be the case. Michael Harris snapped out of his funk. So that's the bottom of the order right there. Those guys are raking as much as anybody else in the order. And I think moving Ozzy to 2 and dropping Matt to 4 and 5, wherever you want to put him, has been, to me, the biggest turnaround. That's been the biggest line of demarcation, the offense being really good to being exceptionally good since that move.
When you talk about the bottom of the order kind of fueling the top, there's a reason why Ronald has 50 RBI. I know there was always this consternation about him leading off and ruining run opportunity. He's got 50 RBIs because the bottom of the order is constantly turning it over with guys on base. And there's where I want to go. Let's talk about Ronald, because, I mean, I've run out of adjectives. I don't know what to do. I joke that I pray for my kid's health every morning when I wake up in Ronald's, because there's nothing else that can slow him down at this point. He had the shoulder scare the other night, but he is the complete player in the way now that the batting average, the strikeout numbers are cut down, the power. He hits everything hard. I don't know what you do as a pitcher to get him out.
I don't either. Watching him every night, look, the Braves have 8 All-Stars this year. That's incredible. It's a great number. That means there are lots of guys having great seasons. Ronald Acuña is the best player in the world right now, and we get to watch him every single night. And it's his defense, it's his arm, it's his base-stealing ability, it's his power, it's his ability to hit for average. The way that he can work counts. We're on the air the other night, and I thought Peter Moreland nailed it. He said, this thing starts with Ronald. When this guy gets on base, especially in the first inning, you talk about the first inning numbers and all the first inning runs. That's because of him. I mean, he's on base. He's turning walks into doubles when he gets out there and he steals a bag. He's finding gaps. He's hitting home runs. And he's scoring runs when he gets on base in the first inning. There's not a better catalyst. I don't think there is a more dynamic player. I don't think there's a more electric player in the league than what we're seeing out of Ronald every single night. And I think if you had a vote right now on the National League MVP, I don't know who would be second, but they'd be a distant second to Ronald. That's the kind of historic year that he's putting up. And, listening to Ronald and some of the things that he set his mind to this past offseason, what we're watching this year is the byproduct of an attitude shift. And I don't mean that. I don't want to say he had a bad attitude. I don't mean that. But just some of the conversations that he has had with people in his offseason, it motivated him. He went to the Dominican in the offseason, worked a lot with Fernando Tatis Jr. and Fernando Tatis Sr. And it was Sr. who gave Ronald the advice he needed to slightly move his hands when he's at the plate. He dropped him just a little bit. And Ronald told him, look, if I want a silver slugger, I'm giving you the award because that's made a big difference for me. But there was another conversation that I felt like fueled the fire for Acuña. We've all known, Matt, for the last 3, 4, 5 years, he has the potential to be one of the best players, maybe the best player in the big leagues. But Eric Young told him, he said, it's not enough for people to know how good you can be. You have to go out there and you have have to do it every single day. And that, along with him being healthy for the first time since the knee injury, to me, that has come together. And it's not just, hey, there's Ronald Acuna, he could be the best player in the big leagues. It's, there's Ronald Acuna, and he's showing me what it looks like every night to be the best player in the big leagues. And I think that went a long way for him, and we're seeing that every single night. And good for him for having that switch on every single night and continuing to stay motivated.
There are some iconic Atlanta brands that sum up our city perfectly, like Delta, Coca-Cola, and the Old Fort Distillery. Well, great news, folks. Old Fort Distillery is back, and they're better than ever. One of Atlanta's best-known brands is back under new ownership. Old Fort Distillery has big things in store for you in 2023. We're talking Atlanta-made vodka, Atlanta-made gin, and Atlanta-aged bourbon. You hear the theme there? Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Old Fort Distillery, back to our roots, using original recipes that Old Fort was originally founded on. New owners, same brand, better products. Find Old Fort brands available at most Atlanta retail locations or online at O4D.com. That's O4D.com. Old Fort is Atlanta's first distillery since Prohibition. Fine Southern Spirits, established in 2014. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. It's my go-to sports bar. It's in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. They had a big July 4th celebration themselves during the Woodstock Parade. It's one of the many great reasons you'll love the Daily Draft. It's a neighborhood sports bar that you're going to love some of the technology that they have incorporated with a neighborhood tavern feel, like self-serve taps, meaning you grab your beverage when you want and what you want. A craft beer bar, which you crafties are going to love. They've introduced a brand new menu with so many wonderful items, not to mention the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. You want to watch a game with a couple of friends or a group of eight. Football season's around the corner. You want to watch the hottest team in baseball every night. You should do it at the Daily Draft. Great use. It's a two-story sports mecca that you're going to fall in love with. And they have a window right there on the street. If you're in downtown Woodstock, which is just a great place to spend a Friday or Saturday night walking around with beverages outside, they have a window where you can walk up, grab your drink to enjoy outside on a beautiful summer night. You can find out more at thedailydraft.net. More importantly, follow them on their social channels on Instagram, Facebook to keep up with the goings-on at The Daily Draft.
This team has a mission, right? Winning 100 games is great, but they know the October mission is a hell of a lot more important, which, let me end with two things with you. This team has a nice cushion. I hope it stays that way. I think they're going to win the East. You never know. Stuff's weird. I would hope in the second half of the season, while it's admirable that Ronnie wants to play 160 and Austin does and Olsen, I hope they spot them time, because the only thing that I think can derail this is if this team is you know, running out of gas in the end because they are playing these guys too much. So I wonder if Snit would think about that just to make sure they spot them come October.
That'll be really interesting to watch, because it certainly goes against what they've done. But at the same time, though, Matt, if you can have a cushion, if you can have the ability to say, okay, we're cruising here, we've got a 6-7-8 game lead in September, that gives you the ability to do that. What we saw last year, to me, look, that team last year during the regular season was better than the team from 2021, but the 2021 team got hot at the right time and blitzed through everybody and won the World Series. Last year, as good as that team was, they got pushed all the way to the brink by the Mets.
Yep.
And I think chasing them down, they completely emptied their fuel tank by the end of the season. It felt like, I remember going to Miami.
That was the series. They looked tanked.
Yeah. And it was like getting to Miami after the Mets series, Matt. It's like just find a way to win one game, because they just felt completely out of gas. And that remained the case for that division series, and you know, the Phillies were hotter than they could be.
But it also added to it that Max wasn't right, because he was sick, and Spencer.
Yeah, they were not healthy on the mound at all. And to your point, if you can have a bit of a lead, a bit of a cushion, and give those guys the rest that they need, and kind of throttle down here and there. You don't have to give guys long stretches off, but just a day here and there, where maybe we weren't doing that in years past, that could go a long way.
Ben, last thing. It'll be fascinating to see what Alex does at the deadline. I could see them adding an arm. He always likes stockpiling the arms in the bullpen.
I think the Max watch and the Kyle watch will be intriguing to see if he does anything on the mound or if he feels now with the depth and the rotation, they could go there. What do you think they look at here with, what, 25, 26 days till the deadline?
Yeah, I think that Max coming back is huge. That'll obviously be a big part of it. But I think you still have your sights on what you could do on the mound. I think their needs are on the mound and out of the bullpen. If you can add a starter, if you can add a reliever as well, that would be big. The fun thing about this is it's Alex. And Alex pulls rabbits out of the hat. I don't know how many rabbits he's got in that hat, but it seems like every year he finds a way not only to get what he needs, but it's also what I didn't give up to get that. I'm not saying that he goes out there and fleeces everybody. He has had his share of fleecings, I suppose. But at the same time, I think he knows exactly what this ball club needs. I think he and his staff do such a great job of not only targeting those guys, but giving what they need proper value. I think they don't want to give up too much for somebody who might give them somewhat of a return. They do a great job of evaluating guys who are out there and knowing what their worth is and giving up proper worth in return in order to get what the Braves need. So it's always an exciting time when Alex Anthopoulos is involved at the trade deadline. And I think that you're going to see him find a way to add an arm or two and help this ball club, because to me, that's where the biggest need is.
Ben's going to have the call tonight, Braves and Guardians at 7:10 all across the Braves radio network. Ben, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for the time.
You got it, Matt. Thank you. Welcome to
Atlanta. Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Atlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Atlanta.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.